worldview series. Talk about your worldview. You know, if your worldview is not biblical, then everything around you makes zero sense. The only way to make sense of the world is with a biblical worldview. Otherwise, you're ignorant, you're confused, you're delusioned, you're demonized, your mind is divided, you're upside down, everything that you think is contrary, you're easily manipulated. You can be manipulated by the system because you have nothing, no firm foundation. You believe lies. Not only to believe your lies, but you believe other people's lies. You believe the system lies. Without a biblical worldview, everything in your life is upside down and a contradiction. Your whole reality is a contradiction. Everything about you is a contradiction. If a person doesn't have a biblical worldview, I can't even talk to them. I mean, I might say, hey, how you doing? How's the weather? How's it going? How's the health? Blah, blah, blah. But I can't talk to them in a deep conversation because it has to eventually go back to your belief system. And if their belief system is anti-Bible, then they're contradictory. They makes no sense. They have no firm foundation. Everything that they think is contrary. It's upside down. They're twisted in their thinking. Deviant, devoid, any kind of D-E word, that's what they are. D-E points down, devoid of truth, deviant in their mind, in their heart, deviants. Demolished, destroyed, the devil can take them captive at will. Demonic. Anything with D-E is what they are. Demonized. See, the letters E-D at the end of a word points back to the Holy Spirit. But if it's D-E, it's the opposite. It's off. Just Google it. Just Google the etymology of D-E. It means off. I don't know why the word apostate came to my mind. They're apostates. They're off. If they have no biblical worldview, if they take verses out of context, they're delusion. See that? Delusional. D-E. Devoid of any truth. The men would be demasculated by Jezebel. I'm not even joking. I know it sounds like I'm joking, but I'm not. I'm not joking. This is real. Why would you live your whole life? I'm not even really talking to somebody who's under 18 or 20. I mean, but why wouldn't you want the truth? Why wouldn't you ask God for the truth? You go to mankind and ask man. You look at all these, you know, I remember before I got saved, I was void, devoid of truth. You know, I was reading Socrates and Plato, and I was looking for the truth, but I had no truth. I was looking for truth, but I had no truth. I did know Proverbs. Before I got saved, I was reading Proverbs, you know. But how are you going to understand anything without the Holy Spirit? You can't. How are you going to understand the Bible, have any kind of sound doctrine without the Holy Spirit? You can't. You're void. You're like your mind is like a bunch of mashed potatoes and mashed up pancakes in your mind or something. It's just a scrambled egg mindset. If you don't have a worldview, based on biblical sound doctrine, then you are confused. You are delusional. You're being tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. And it's only by the grace of God you can get up and get out of bed, because if your mind is so corrupt against the truth, which is biblical truth, how do you even function? I don't even know how you get out of bed. I don't even know how you function. The only way I can figure it, I did one short recording and came to the conclusion that they're walking contradictions, and I started thinking about it. I'm going to do this series. The only thing I can conclude, they're walking contradictions, right? And the reason I came to that conclusion, I said in that video, in that recording, I said, I was talking about how they believe in, they want to be a tree hugger, and they want to kiss the whales and save the animals, but then they kill their babies. So I concluded that they have to always be a contradiction. Everything they do is contradiction. And so what else did I conclude? Their contradictions are obvious, but what else? What else are they besides a contradiction? They're confused. What else? The only path that it leads to is a brute beast. They become brute beast in their mind. All they care about is food and drinking, food. All they care about is sex, drugs, alcohol, drinking, and food. And that's all they care about. They're brute beast. That's all they think about all day long. Their mind is so void of truth. They turn the music on. I don't care what music it is. I don't care if it's rock and roll. I don't care if it's country. I don't care if it's rap. I don't care what kind of music it is. Pop. They turn the music on and they get their doctrine from the music, which is anti-Bible. But they stand on that music. That worldview is their music. Their music is their worldview. Their TV shows, their worldview. If there's any kind of semblance of truth, it's because of the way their mama or daddy raised them. But most time, your parents don't have any truth. Most people got saved out of a bad situation. The ones who are always in church, a lot of them, they think they're saved. They never got born again. Sorry to say, it's just the way it works. I got some neighbors. They always act like they want to talk. I'm sitting here thinking, I have nothing to say to you, man. I pay you to mow my yard, but I don't have anything else to say because there's no truth in you. How can I talk to you when you're, it's like talking to a baby. Gaga, gaga, blah, 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 gaga, gaga. If you talk to somebody with no biblical sound doctrine, you might as well be talking to a baby. Because they're just talking foolishness. Elon Musk said this. Bill Gates said this. The New World Order said this. They have no truth. The Democrats said this. Walking contradictions. Democrats are walking contradictions. They're brute beasts. What is the goal of a Democrat? Create some wars to make some money and get other people to sacrifice and die for them. They're not going to sacrifice. See, a biblical worldview is win-win, but the unsaved worldview is win-lose. Hello? I could go on. I could talk about this. That's why I'm going to do a series. I'm going to just keep talking until it clicks with somebody. If you don't have any sound doctrine, then you're not sound. If you don't have any sound doctrine, then your mind is not sound. It's broken into little shattered pieces, and none of it makes sense, and you're just walking about your life with no sound doctrine. You don't even know what you're doing. How do you even function? And the only way I can figure is you're running on a program. What your mama did, your daddy did, or your school did, or your
neighbor does, your spouse does, your roommate does, or whatever. You just run on a program. Zero truth means you're running on some kind of demonic cult program. And I'm not even joking. It's a program. And you think those are your thoughts, and they're not. You're actually being controlled. You have no original thought. And you think you're... It's really sad. I really hate to even expound upon it, because it's, if I expound upon it really to the nth degree, it's so sad that even if you go and grab them by the shoulders and shake them, say, wake up, they're not going to wake up. If you grab a Pentecostal and say, once saved, always saved, eternal life is not temporary life, that would be an oxymoron. Eternal life is eternal life, Pentecostal. You can't lose something that's eternal. That's why it's eternal. Wake up. They couldn't hear you. They got this self-worship, works-based system encoded in them that they can't even hear anything you say. Even though it's logically makes total sense, they can't hear you.